The 100 Mile House Wranglers wrapped up their 2024-2025 regular season with back-to-back wins. On Friday, February 21, the Wranglers beat the Chase Heat 6-1 on home ice before hitting the road on Saturday, February 22, where they beat out the Williams Lake Mustangs 7-4 in Williams Lake. With these final two victories, the Wranglers clinched the top spot in the Doug Burks division and have secured home ice advantage for the first two rounds of the playoffs. It was nice to get a couple of wins this weekend against Chase and Williams Lake. Both were pretty significant wins by a couple of goals, and it's nice to end off the regular season that way with a couple of wins, Levi Stewart, head coach of the Wranglers, said. Finishing in first place, in the division, was the goal along, to get another banner here up in the rink for winning the divisional title. That's the first once since the championship team. As a bonus, Stewart said his team also ended up winning the Caribou Cup on Saturday night. The Caribou Cup was a season-long competition between the Wranglers, Williams Lake Mustangs and Quesnel River Rush to see who could score the most goals against one another. Stewart said the Caribou Cup will be officially presented to the Wranglers on Monday, March 3 in Williams Lake. On Friday night, Stewart said the Wranglers' defense was good against the Heat, largely preventing them from getting any chances to score. He noted they were contributions from multiple players on his lineup in scoring, which was good to see. Against Williams Lake, Stewart said he was largely happy with how the game went but noted there are still things his players need to tighten up. The fact the Mustangs were able to score four goals throughout the night is something they'll have to clean up as they go into playoffs this week. He noted some of these goals were from turnovers that led to shorthanded goals, so he will be working with his team to eliminate such errors. Other than that, it was nice to get seven goals and show we have some offense and can click on the power play. We're really dialing in our systems, and I think everybody is starting to come together and play the way we want to play, Stewart said. One highlight from Saturday's game was that defenseman Camden Bowman got three assists throughout the night, doubling his season points in what Stewart said was his best game of the year. Fellow defenseman Ethan Hofstrand also returned to the ice Saturday and paired well with Bowman, Stewart added. With the regular season now wrapped up, playoffs will kick off on Friday, February 28. This year marks the first time since the Kootenay International Junior Hockey League began to transition into a Junior A league the Wranglers have made the playoffs. The Wranglers will be facing the Mustangs in the first round, with the first two games set to take place at the South Caribou Rec Center on Friday, February 28 and Saturday, March 1. Stewart said he is hoping the entire community will come out to watch and support the team. The hope is to get it done in four, but you never know. Williams Lake is a good team and anything can happen on any given night in this league. I'm sure it's going to be a battle either way, Stewart remarked. We really appreciate the continued support from the fans, and we really hope, especially for these playoff games, that we pack the building. The more people in the building, the better, and the more energy it gives the boys.